Imagine Shakespeare in 1920s New Orleans. That's just what the Conservatory of Theater and Dance will offer with A Midsummer Night's Dream at the River Campus. Hi, I'm Ellen Farrow, coming to you from the box office to share what's on stage, what's happening behind the scenes, and all the latest River Campus activities. Southeast students are taking on one of Shakespeare's classic comedies, this time set in New Orleans during the Roaring Twenties. Director Bart Williams says he chose this setting because, well, what time and place could be more fun?
You will still get a magical forest. Ours will just be swampier and dripping with Spanish moss and fairy lights.
The play also has a four-legged actress, Beatrice, a local rescue, who's making her stage debut. And for those impressed with her talents, the Humane Society will have adoption corrals at most of the evening performances. So if jazz, puppies, and America in the Roaring Twenties don't evoke true Shakespearean feels, never fear. Williams says this is still classic Shakespeare.
This is a play that people who love Shakespeare will love, and those who hate Shakespeare will laugh themselves silly at. If you think Shakespeare is inaccessible and no one gets it, this is going to prove you wrong.
And you can see that for yourself when it opens this weekend, April 21st. Also, the Russian National Ballet will be here on April 21st with two performances in one show, Romeo and Juliet plus Alberto Alonso's Carmen. On Saturday, guest artist Zhenghua Li tickles the ivories with works from Debussy and Albéniz. And next Monday, this season's final performance from the Southeast Symphony Orchestra in concert with the Southern Illinois Symphony. For full details, showtimes, tickets, and more, head over to rivercampus.org. And I hope to see you soon at the box office.